Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Torres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Kemp steals second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton strikes out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Torres, and towards Hoffman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Remy moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Remy moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans bunts towards short. Trammell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trammell. Hoffman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoffman moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Rice moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Trammell bunts, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Peters trying to get to second. Miller throws the ball into Hoffman who relays the ball to Remy who tags Peters for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stapleton hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Miller moves to third. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. Hebner moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Dave Rozema now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Clear now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a line drive towards first. Stapleton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. Summers hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Kemp moves to third. Rick Leach pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Brown pinch runs for Rick Leach. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Lou Whitaker. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Kemp scores. Parrish moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Al Cowens pinch hits for Rick Peters. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing center field. Stan Pappy now playing third base. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to second for the out. Nichols moves to third. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-4 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Hoffman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.